The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello. Once again, we offer you the chance to show off your musical superiority over our two teams. David Franklin is partnered by the drop of the hat man, Michael Flanders, and Ian Wallace is assisted by Dennis Norton. Round the first. One mark for the composer and a second mark for the title of the piece. And we begin with David Franklin.
There's no sense in wasting time. I'll come clean. I haven't a clue.
Well, I will give you a clue then. What should I say? I always give the same sort of clue for this composer. He would write his name on the bottom of a cheque.
Does that mean anything to you, Michael?
I just think how many Czech composers.
Ah.
Oh! I should say it's Dvořák.
Yes, you'd be right for a mark. One mark for Dvořák. You don't know the title. It's the part, a very small part of the Carnival Overture.
Wait a minute. Who said I didn't know the title? You're too fast altogether, Race.
Well, then, the opus number.
The opus number, I don't know. So if you give me a half an hour, I can work round to it.
I will proceed. Some music for Dennis Norton.
It's Hungarian dance.
Yes?
By Liszt.
Oh, no, not Liszt, I'm afraid.
No.
Contemporary sort of gentleman as Liszt.
Contemporary of Liszt.
It was originally written for two pianos, four hands. And the other two hands might have been Mrs. Brahms, I don't know.
Brahms?
Yes, actually. Not that there was a Mrs. Brahms. Yes, Brahms, Hungarian dance number...
Oh, well, as you know. Do you want the hopeless number?
Somebody in the audience knows. Number 6 in D flat. I'm going to give you one out of two there, Dennis, because you've only got really one worth of marks. Ian Wallace, your turn. It's the music.
Slip in the bit about it being pretty, Ian, while you think.
Yes. Chopin?
No, it's a fair guess, but it isn't, as it happens, no. Later.
Later?
Yes.
Rachmaninoff?
No, earlier than Rachmaninoff.
Earlier than Rachmaninoff. Tchaikovsky?
Yes.
And
one
mark. It's something triste.
Yes. What sort of a song was it?
Not Vals Triste.
Keska sort of a song, was it?
A love song.
You won't be helped here, I'm afraid.
No, I know.
Keska sort of a song. It was a chanson.
Chanson triste.
Chanson triste. Yeah. One and a half out of two, because I gave you the chanson.
I'm very lucky.
Yes. You really are, yes. It's been known to happen before. Michael Flanders, remembering your lovely version of that Mozart horn rondo, I don't think you'd ever put words to this one, but see if you know what it is.
Thank you.
I have a suspicion this is one of the pieces that my 6-year-old daughter plays on her Pixie phone.
I should be very surprised.
It has one of those long unfolding pieces of music. It starts with Three Blind Mice and it works up to Beethoven's Ninth. This is neither of those.
Yes, that's right. It's nearer to the latter than the former, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Well, it's a symphony, shall
we? Yes.
Yes. And it's a Beethoven symphony.
No, it isn't. And I can see Mrs. Flanders in the front row, and she's dying to tell you what it is, because she knows.
She's the one who knows. I know the tunes, and she knows the names.
I'm going to break all the rules and ask Mrs. Flanders what is it. Yes,
well,
Schubert's C major symphony, the great C major.
Good.
Two
my marks. Better half.
And if Mrs. Flanders would care to come up on the stage and do the rest of the show.
No, no.
We're prepared to make an offer for her on this side.
She's already spent my fee, so you might as well do it.
The next round, songs and their words, or rather their message, bearing in mind then that the answer lies in the song. David, how do you feel about Harold?
Oh, I'm wild about him.
Yes. For 2 marks, I'm just wild about Harry. Quite right. That's the song. Dennis, she is deep in the heart of you. Where else is she?
Subcutaneous. It's under my skin.
Yes, under my skin for 2 marks.
Okay.
Ian, what did you primp in passing by?
What did you what?
What did you primp in passing by?
Primp in?
Yes.
My sweet little Alice Blue Gown.
Oh, sweet little Alice Blue Gown, yes.
Down into town. I was rather thrown because I thought that it was... That one about I did but see her passing by, but will I love her till I die? You see,
that's what a classical training does for you.
And I didn't remember the word primp ever coming in that lyric.
It's the only song where it does come.
Yeah. Well, you got it anyway for 2. Michael Flanders, although you can't call to mind a more inclement December, you are not cold. Why not?
Because I have my inamorata to... give me inner central heating.
I have my love to keep me warm. Yes, I got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December than this thing. Yes, 2 marks there. And everybody got 2 in that round, lovely. Here are some show tunes. 1 mark for the show, another for the composer. David Franklin.
The composer Lehar.
Yes.
And what was it, Frederica?
Yes, Frederica, for the other mark. Dennis.
We're looking for a beat, my favorite. We're looking for a piano.
A piano.
Yes, a piano.
Your daddy or the
no, but it's rather rare. We'll write and start it praises till his reputation blazes from the pages and more praises in the top of the daily scale.
That's when that hard-hitting acerbic salad days.
By
Julian Slade and Dorothy Reynolds.
Yeah, joint composers-writers. Yes, 2 marks there. Ian's turn.
From the neighbouring mountain.
That's from Rosemarie.
By
Rudolf Frimmel.
Frimmel is right, yes. 2 marks. And finally, Michael Flanders.
Day and night must scramble for a living. Feed your wife and children, say his daily prayers. And who has the right, as master of the house, to have the final word at home?
Yes. American musical.
Yes.
Obviously, you get that far.
Yes.
Is it Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes, Fiddler on the Roof is one of your marks, and Little Toughness, perhaps the composer. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the mark if the audience, anybody in the audience can tell us the name of the composer of the score of Fiddler on the Roof.
Jerry Bock.
Jerry Bock, said somebody. Yeah. Jerry Bock, Michael Flanders, you're right. Michael Flanders. Jerry Bock, for two marks. Opera, which being translated means hard work. I want to know which opera these characters come from and what sort of people they were, or what they did for a living. One mark for the person, then another mark for the description. David Franklin, Bide the Bent.
Bide the Bent?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, is it one of the characters from the Dreigroschen opera?
If it is, they haven't told me. No, it's not.
Wait a minute.
Ian, say Bide the Bent for me.
Bide the Bent.
There you are. Now, there's a clue for you. The way he said
it. You mean it's a Scottish opera?
I would have thought so.
What? But you mean it's something like Lucia di Lammermoor?
There's one mark.
Really? By Donizetti?
Yes, I wasn't asking for that. Yes, it comes from Lucia di Lammermoor. And the profession of Bide the Bent. No, you don't know, do you? I'll just read it out.
Well, I don't know.
He was the chaplain at Lammermoor to whom Lucia turns for advice about her marriage.
A bent chaplain?
Who bided his time.
One mark there for Lucia de Lammermoor after some effort. Dennis Norden, Clorinda and Thisbe.
No, it doesn't matter what she was. It's got a flash coming up. Yeah? The Ugly Sisters and Cinderella.
That's my boy. Would you like to give me another a proper name for Cinderella?
I got it delivered. Rossini.
Yes. La Cenerentola. Yes, all right. Rossini's Cinderella. Two Ugly Sisters. Clorinda and Thisbe. Good for you. Two marks. Very good. Ian. Cherubino.
A page.
Yes.
In Marriage of Figaro, Mozart.
Yes. Whose employee?
The Count Almaviva.
Yes, two marks. Michael Flanders, Sparafucile.
He's the chap who is going to kill the Count in Rigoletto for 20 pieces of silver.
Yes.
And his sister is the Duke, rather. Yes,
yes, that's right. You get two pieces of silver for that, answer. Yeah. Two marks. Very good. You remember, no doubt, the old expression, they laughed when I sat down at the piano. Or was it when I sat down on the piano? I forget. Anyway, no one laughed when the following pieces were first played. In fact, they're among the world's favourite piano pieces. One mark for the name of the piece, another mark for the composer. So, some piano music first for David Franklin to identify.
Well, it's awfully familiar, of course.
Yes, that's why we chose it.
Yes. You don't want me to waste time, do you?
No. Well, it isn't anymore.
I should be absolutely furious when you tell me, because I should know it as well as I know that. But I just don't happen to be able to put my finger on it at the moment.
It was Waltz number 9 in B minor by Debussy.
By who? By who?
I thought you'd say, of course it was, yes. In fact, it was...
Did you say by Debussy?
No, it was waltz number 15 in A-flat major by Brahms. No, by Brahms. I'm afraid I was really trying to trap you there, and there's no marks.
Is there no end to your insolence?
It isn't my insolence, it's my deviousness. That's what I'm like. I am devious. Dennis Norden, some piano music.
I don't like to ask Ian again. I'm so kind of in debt to him. I have to go around and polish his car or something. Are you eating lunch? I do know that that's a piano roll that's being played, and it's not actually a... And that would indicate that it might be one of the Liszt piano rolls, but I don't think it is.
Some people are lucky, some people are. Oh. We weren't playing you a roll. There is a very great piano roll version of that. That was a recording by John Ogden, or part of. But you were right about Liszt, so yes. There's a mark. Did it sound like bells to you?
Campanile.
Very nearly. A half mark, la campanella. La campanella.
Yes. Female.
So, female, very good, Bell. Dennis. You got 1.5 marks.
Yes, right.
We shall now hear the voice of Ian Wallace. We shall now hear from Ian. Ian, what's this?
You think I don't know this one, don't you?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You're right.
If you don't know who it's by, do you know it? Do you know who it's for?
For? Who it's for?
No, never mind.
No.
For Elisa. For Elise, by Beethoven. So that's no marks.
No, we scrub around that one.
Michael, I think you'll know this one. We'll see. Piece of piano music, Michael.
Yeah, you think I know this, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you're right. It's confirmed by David. It's one of Fred's pieces.
Yes.
Fred Chopin, the Revolutionary Study.
Yes, the Revolutionary Study by Chopin. Etude number 12 in C minor, as you were about to add. 2 marks there. A round of general musical knowledge questions. For 2 marks, David, what is the essential difference between a band and an orchestra?
This is an artificial distinction which is crept in today. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the papers of round about 1910-1911, you could see Sir Henry J. Wood advertised as being due to appear to play at the proms at the Queen's Hall with the Queen's Hall Band. Mm. I don't believe there is an essential difference. All right.
Yeah,
I mean,
interesting point. Yes.
You and I know there's no difference between the two, but if I've got to struggle for marks, a band is composed of brass and wind instrument. No, possibly brass alone. Sometimes brass and wind. The essential part of an orchestra is that it's got strings added.
Yes.
But I don't think there's any difference between an orchestra and a band anyhow.
My dictionary at home defines band as an organized company of robbers, I'm delighted to see. So anyway, but there's certainly no difference between Duke Ellington's band and Duke Ellington's orchestra, is there, these days? No. 2 marks then for David, and question for Dennis. Dennis, what does the expression Fred Karno's army refer to, and what tune is sometimes sung to the words "We are Fred Karno's army"? Which is what makes it a musical question.
I see. You've crept up a bit in, otherwise it wouldn't be. Well, Fred Karno was a comedian who had an act called The Mumming Birds, which figures very much in Charlie Chaplin's autobiography. Mm. And the expression Fred Karno's army was from the First World War. Any awkward squad, the sergeant may say, "Oh, you know, Fred Karno's army, that's what you're..." And the tune "We Are Fred Karno's Army" was based on some kind of hymn.
The Church's One Foundation sometimes gives sung to the words "We Are Fred Karno's Army." Da-da-da-da-da-da. 2 marks there. Ian, in vocal music, you sometimes find the expression "bouche fermée." Will you please demonstrate it and describe it at the same time?
It's very difficult to describe it.
Yes.
At the same time.
Now you may describe it without demonstrating it.
It's singing with your trap cut.
Yes.
That's right. And it goes sort of... Like that. Do you come here often?
There's also the expression, the nay, fair may, where you hold your nose.
But that's more an expression of critical opinion.
What is a musical expression for what Ian actually does every time he sings on this programme? That is, he puts his hand up to the ear closest to me to shield him, his ear.
That is a terribly bad singer's habit. It's the thing that one does to hear oneself a little bit better. And every singing teacher in the world, whenever they see their pupils doing, they say, don't do that.
But most I put my finger in my ear when I sing. Right, 2 marks. Michael, what is the American name for a steam organ at a fairground, and who or what does the name come from?
It's known as the Calliope.
Yes.
In America. There's a beautiful one in Central Park, which is kept undercover, and I wish we had one in Hyde Park. The name comes from... Is she a muse of music?
Well, yes. A muse of... good enough. A muse of epic poetry, verse, poetic inspiration. Which nationality would she be?
Oh, Greek, I imagine.
Greek, yes, she would be for your 2 marks. Thank you very much. This is where Graham Daly plays and you sing. Picking up, please, where he leaves off for 3 marks, then. First of all, David Franklin.
I will sing you lullabies. Now, this was originally an English folk song, and somebody wrote words to it called Golden Slumbers. Golden Slumbers Kiss Your Eyes. And then it was pinched for the Beggar's Opera. And another lyric was written for it for Polly to sing.
Yes, and you sang it beautifully, Golden Slumbers. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, it says here, and I will sing a lullaby. I think that's 3 marks. A song from Dennis.
I'll see you in the morning light, and when the night is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Well, that's 3 marks, and on to Ian Wallace.
No, it's a great big shame, and if he belonged to me, well, I'd let him know who's who. A nagging of a fellow, what is 6'3", and her only 4'2". They hadn't been married but a month nor more, when underneath her thumb went Jim. Isn't it a pity that the likes of her should put upon the likes of him?
Three marks.
A very valuable booster rocket from Dennis Norton at the beginning.
Something a little more up to date for Michael Flanders.
Yeah.
Shall I give him 3 marks for that? And that's the end of this week's My Music. The final score... Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden win by half a mark. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. answer questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.